and see the animals weep with and for her.
Oi, are you sweetly delightful?
I am. Until recently, I was sweetly wonderful. Alas, my husband died. He was working with cholera-stricken children, licking them better.
Does that work? And is it not a tiny bit dodgy?
Eventually, he died of dehydration and a sprained tongue.
Excellent. You are single.
I fled here to grieve. Oh, but I'm so selfish. I should be helping others, not indulging my own weak emotions.
Oh, this self-regarding piety is making me feel sick.
Madam, we need your help to save the world.
But I cannot save the world. Only God can do that, and I do not set myself above him. For if you set yourself above God, you can see his bald patch, and it makes him tetchy.
Do you remember Gently Benevolent?
My lost love. Alas, dead these many years.
Well, actually, he's undead, evil, and about to conquer the world.
That's unusual news. How did this happen?
It's the old story. You married another. He went all evil. I killed him. He came back. I killed him again. He came back again. Yada, yada, yada. But I believe there is still good in him.
Then it is my fault. Let me come with you, and I shall release his remaining goodness and save mankind.
Oh, I actually did do a tiny little bit of sick in my mouth then.
We had 8 days to make it to London before the full moon of Mr. Benevolent's attack. Our progress was rapid for about 2 minutes.
Stop. A badger with a cold. I must tend to it.
After a period of badger nursing, we traveled swiftly on. For about a minute this time.
Hello, a wheezy weasel. I must help.
This woman of perfect kindness helped every sick animal she saw. A rabbit with a cold sore. A chicken with intimacy issues. A snake with a fear of snakes. As the days passed, we desperately tried to persuade her to move faster.
But I must help this worm with a bruise.
Surely the fate of millions of people is worth more than one bruised worm.
What does it matter if we save 10 million men if one worm suffers?
She no longer makes me sick. Now I just want to punch her.
Eventually, it was the day of the full moon, and we were still 10 miles from London.
I will tell the army help is coming. Ripley, you stay with Sweetly and hurry her along.
Do not leave me with little Miss Pious Puke-Puke.
Sorry, dearest.
Look, an ant with a plister.
Bloody hell.
The army was commanded by one of Britain's greatest generals, the Duke of Chelsea, the Duke of Wellington's fiercest rival.
My boots are far superior to his. And my bun beats his beef any day. And tonight I shall defeat an evil undead army, which he has never done.
Sir, your men must aim for the head to destroy the brain.
Mr. Bin, to go into battle, the British soldier has to be incredibly drunk. Aiming is out of the question.
Then let us hope Miss Sweetly Delightful arrives in time to stop the war.
Coward, eh?
As the moon fattened like a greedy piglet sucking on a compressed air hose, there was no sign of Ripley and Sweetly, and Mr. Benevolent's permanently hungover army was approaching.
Evening, Pippin.
Ready to die screaming.
We might have you drowned in the tears of sad puppies, or rubbed to death with a particularly rough towel, or just shot with a guitar.
Evil will not prevail.
But it will, Pipbin, with the aid of my amazing inventions.
Harry, still evil.
Recently, I told a man his tie was horrid, even though it was actually quite nice. That is how evil I am. Oh, and I bit a man's face off.
What?
I don't really want to talk about it.
I'll just set things up.
Anyone for tea and biscuits while we wait?
Thank you, dear Sister Pippa. This tea has only one sugar when you know I like two.
Yes. That is how evil I am.
But worse was to come as Harry unveiled his evil inventions. I had but one comfort. On past form, they were bound to be rubbish.
See my first weapon, a huge vehicle armored with impregnable almond paste. Behold,
my marzipanzer.